There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gas is up, snow and sleet are on the way, and Birdman wins Oscar for the Best Picture. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. A lot of people are buzzing about the latest threats, this time to a couple of malls, one in Minnesota, you can guess which one that is, and one in Canada, and one in London. What's the scariest thing about this is that not so much, well, it's scary that you see video of the Mall of America in the terrorist video, Al-Shabaab, though, not, you were thinking ISIS, weren't you? What's scary is you have the Homeland Security Secretary, Jay Johnson, who was all over the tube on Sunday. He's part of the swirling talking heads. And he was reacting to that video that did pinpoint all these various malls. And he said, it does show that we've evolved, you know, that now they're in this global terrorist threat, and that you have these groups besides ISIL that are calling for independent people to get in on the gig in their own homelands and carry out the attacks. And what's even equally as scary is that the FBI, an FBI official in New York says, we don't know who's coming in and who's coming out, and that makes it really tough to track some of these people who would do that sort of a thing. That, I think, is the big deal. Now, in Canada, they're saying there's no evidence of any specific or imminent threat to Canadians, as we're saying the same thing about the Mall of America. I mean, the Mall of America has, well, 500 stores, 40 million visitors a year. A lot of them are tourists. A lot of them are local. Big mall, we know that. We knew it from the day that the ribbon cutting happened. So now Jay Johnson is really pushing for the funding for the Department of Homeland Security because it's done on February 27th. So do your math. If we're looking at the 23rd from the 27th, they say a lapse would trigger a shutdown. Non-essential agency operations unless Congress enacts new funds. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, of course, the tan man, House Speaker John Boehner, want to use the spending bill to force the Prez to reverse his orders that stops sending back undocumented immigrants from, you know, from being deported. No chance that the president is going to let that ride. But Monday, when everybody is back in D.C., McConnell's going to push for a fourth time to push a House based Homeland Security Spending Bill, H.R. 240 it's called, that would require the president to abandon the immigration action that he announced in November. I would say, fat chance to that. Not happening. Democrats have blocked it three times anyway. They say Congress should fund Homeland Security, which is responsible for immigration and border enforcement. So that tug of war that I talked about, well, we've been talking about forever, but we really talked about last week that this now comes down to the nitty-gritty again. And now you have this threat from Al-Shabaab and other places that they have targeted. And we know that they are capable of unbelievable actions. Remember some of the things that they've done in the past. I mean, they've targeted, well, they certainly have gone after young people to recruit them. But they have hit various areas, too, in Kenya and Somalia, and they killed 70 people that were watching a World Cup soccer match in Kampala 5 years ago. And, you know, so we know that they're not a group to be just blow off either. But so it's another in a series of them. Senator Lindsey Graham urged Republicans to fund the department and is fight the president's action in court, because he says the worst possible option is to defund the Department of Homeland Security, and he says, I'm not going to be part of that. John McCain was on the tube on Sunday. He was on Face the Nation, said he didn't support efforts to shut the government down and that the federal court system is the best way to resolve the impasse, and that makes sense. So most likely, there's a way to shore that up. Most likely, that can happen. We'll see. It will be an interesting week filled with more of that conversation that we've had again and again, like a broken record. Not many changes. Nothing has changed, except for there are more threats. And there are more heinous videos that are surfacing that make people really, really uncomfortable. Which makes sense. By the way, so the Academy Awards are held, and, you know, they do the best actor and actress and director and all that kind of stuff. But one thing that I pulled out from the Academy Awards is there was a documentary called Citizen Four. And Citizen Four was done with through the eyes of a couple of different people. Laura Portress was one of the film's documentarians. And she met with Snowden in Hong Kong along with journalist Glenn Greenwald. Both were nervous. Both weren't sure what was going to happen to them and what they were going to find when they went there. But the two of them went and they did a documentary. So it was a huge win for that because it really, again, highlights the Ed Snowden thing and the fact that they were there, met him in Hong Kong at the very beginning of what was going on. And in her speech, she talked about thanking Ed Snowden for his courage and for the other many whistleblowers out there and sharing the award with Glenn Greenwald and other journalists exposing the truth. So pretty interesting. Because then there was a crack by the host, Neil Patrick Harris, who after she went off, they went off the stage and people applauded and she talked about whistleblowers to do what they need to do and that we shouldn't be spied on and that kind of stuff. He talked about Ed Snowden couldn't be here for treason and then corrected it to reason. But that was a big, that was a big win for that kind of a documentary and an interesting one in the fact that, like I said, how they had gone to Hong Kong and filmed it the way they did, nervously looking over their shoulders for what might happen for fear of some kind of retribution or somebody following them or trying to get to Snowden or, you know, whatever. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, we're going to mix in politics, of course, Jay Cost, one of our weekly re-racks from the week that was. Talking about a few political things that are interesting in coming up to 2016, certainly. And in looking at 2016, what's interesting is the former governor of Mississippi, Hallie Barber, made a statement about 2016 where he said, let's make 2016, because what are the Republicans going to do, about the issues, not Obama's personal traits. Is that the winning hand? He was on the Meet the Press, and he said we should be talking about results. That's the strength, not his weaknesses, his policies, all that kind of stuff. Let's talk about the issues. Haven't heard too many people say that. Jay Cost, next on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Carrying on the conversation that we've been having here on America Tonight for a very long time, and as you know, we're going to be in Washington, D.C. in a couple of weeks for that Supreme Court argument over Obamacare, one of the tenets, anyway, of Obamacare. It's interesting because, you know, politics that wash out of Washington have really annoyed all of you in this listening audience, no matter what your ideology. But this is something that we really drilled down a lot on America Tonight, so very excited to have Jay Cass on with us. He is the author of A Republican No More, Big Government, and the Rise of American Political Corruption. I love that title. Jay, thanks for hopping on the air with us.
Thanks so much for having me. It's great to be here.
So first of all, let's dive into the title, A Republican No More. Tell me about that.
Right. Well, you know, the book is a history of political corruption, and, you know, that was what I had been planning to write. I did not intend to title it A Republic No More when I started. But, you know, I had just been researching and spent so long looking at the problems of political corruption and seeing how far the country had fallen from the ideals of the founding that I finally asked myself, you know, who am I kidding? This is not, whatever you want to call this government, it is not what it once was. And so that's where I got the title.
I love it. So, you know, talking about the election, let's just take it from there. What's your take on what I keep calling the Republican beauty pageant, meaning there's so many people that are throwing in on this, and there's such a desire to have something new and different and fresh and really pumping the ideals out there. But you've got Jeb Bush that wants to be a part of this, a serious part of this, and he's got some big money people interested in him. But in one way, he has the legacy of the Bush family, and that hurts and helps, I guess, in one sense. But are people tired of the Bushes, even if they loved both of them or loved one of them more than the other or whatever? Do you think, do you give Jeb Bush much of a chance to be the different guy?
Well, you know, look, I would take Jeb Bush very seriously. I think that there is a class of Republicans that likes him, and I think it's a very important class. I think the donor class of Republicans, the consultant class of Republicans, I think are very partial to Jeb. I don't see a lot of enthusiasm for him in the grassroots. I don't see him doing what his brother was able to do 15 years ago this year, which was really unite the big money people with the grassroots people. You know, George W. Bush, for instance, won the Iowa caucuses. I don't see any chance Jeb will do that. But, you know, we'll see. It's still really early to say. You know, back in 1996, everybody at this point in the cycle was talking about Phil Graham because he was raising more money than anybody else did. And, you know, money and votes are not the same thing. You know, you have to have a good message. You have to be good on the stump. You have to persuade people. Money can help you do that, but it's not the end in itself.
So if you were kind of handicapping this, what kind of a shot? Lately they've been taking shots at Scott Walker for leaving Marquette and trying to figure out what happened and all that nonsense. But how much of a chance do you give Walker, Jeb Bush? I mean, Chris Christie loves the idea of being president, but I think he's further down the list than some people think. Who do you give the best shots to?
I don't really have a good opinion of Christie's chances. I don't think they're substantial at all. I think Scott Walker is potentially a winner because I think he sort of can unite a critical mass of Republicans. You know, I think the donors will like him. I mean, he's a proven winner in a swing state. He's governed successfully for 6 years now. So I think that he could, you know, make them comfortable as they get to know him. But by the same token, you know, he took on the unions in Wisconsin for the sake of, you know, strong, you know, accounting, you know, keeping the government's books honest. So I think that's going to help him with the grassroots. So a guy like Walker, I think, could be very formidable. You know, other candidates that are like, they all tend to fit in that middle kind of area where I could see everybody coming together on them. So Walker, I wouldn't discount Marco Rubio. Immigration really hurt him, but he has such substantial political talents that are just God-given that I don't think you can count him out if he decides to run. I have a similar impression of Rick Perry, which I think might surprise a lot of people in your audience because Perry had really kind of embarrassed himself in 2012. But, you know, if you look at what he's been doing, he's been really doing his homework and laying the groundwork. And, you know, he's the longest-serving governor of the second most populous state in the union, which has been a rare economic success story in the last decade. I mean, you know, it's hard to just write him off. So he's another one. Mike Pence, if he were to run, I think could be substantial. Those are sort of the guys kind of – I'm a big fan of governors at this point. I think a governor would do the party well. A governor from – if I had to be more specific, a governor from a state in the middle of the country I think is probably a good idea. And I say that as somebody who lives in western Pennsylvania, so I'm sort of partial to people like that. So that's just kind of where I'm coming from.
So when we see how fast news moves, like we live in the 140 character world, I call it, because so much news breaks, political news, et cetera, on Twitter, and it just moves like lightning. That really, I think, shapes the perceptions of some people. I mean, once something gets out there, it's like a headline, nothing backing it up, that's it. And all of a sudden you're on the defense, like talking about the Walker stuff. Do you think that this shapes politics now, that this is part of the problem when you're running?
Oh, I think it absolutely does. And I mean, look, I think Rick Perry learned that the hard way in 2012. You know, I think he thought he could swing in late, and that, you know, he felt like the conservatives didn't like the field, and that he could swoop in and you know, take control of the nomination. But he had a couple bad TV debates and really just a handful of bad moments, and it kind of ruined him. And, you know, I think Fred Thompson had a similar experience in 2008 as well. You know, he had a similar attitude. Oh, conservatives don't really like this field. I'm gonna come in late. I'm gonna sweep everything up before anybody can blink. But, you know, that's the problem in a soundbite culture. If you don't have a good soundbite ready, or even worse, if you have a bad soundbite, can be be deadly. I mean, it's just a really dangerous. I mean, and look, politics didn't used to work that way, you know. I mean, you know, the main medium of information, of political information up until about the 1950s was newspaper. So it was a very different culture for most of our political history.
Yeah. When you look at this, when you look at the race, you know, the Democrats, we automatically assume it's going to be Hillary Clinton unless something unforeseen happens that we don't know, or she decides not to run, which I would find hard to believe. So if it's Hillary Clinton, what do the Republicans need to do to beat Hillary Clinton? Because some people will embrace Hillary Clinton, and there'll be some enthusiasm for that. And then, of course, you have the push-pull for the independents.
Right.
So what chances do you give the Republicans there? What do you think they need to do to wage a good battle?
Well, I think, you know, the really smart thing for any Republican to do is to read my new book. No, but I'd be kidding. Okay, so that was a facetious part. I was partially kidding there. But, you know, the book is about corruption. And,
right.
You know, the book talks about how government really is engaged in double dealing. There are conflicts of interest everywhere through the government. And I think I call that corruption. You know, if you're on the take from an interest group for campaign contributions, or you expect to get a job with them after you leave office and you write them a favorable piece of legislation, I mean, that's a conflict of interest. And it's pervasive, as I argue in my new book. It's pervasive. And I think that people are aware of that. And what I would really like to see is for the Republican nominee to run against not just Washington in general, but the Washington that plays favorites, the Washington that systematically tilts public policy towards well-connected, well-funded special interest groups. And I think that the Clintons would be a perfect target for that kind of campaign, because if you look at the way the Clintons have behaved, especially since they've left office, I mean, they have taken the concept of the revolving door to heights never before seen in the history of the country, and that is really saying something. You know, Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are friends with every heavy hitter on Wall Street, and they have been thoroughly plied with charitable donations to their charity organization, and you know, time and time again, they have just been treated like, not just like celebrities, but they have been courted with the full expectation on behalf of special interest groups, knowing that these two were going to try to get back into office, so we better be nice to them now. They are vulnerable on the issue of special interest politics, and I would love to see the Republican Party charge straight at them, especially on issues like Wall Street reform. I would love to see a Republican come out and say, you know what we need to do is we need to break up these big banks, and we need to say too big to fail is over. And watch Hillary's reaction. She will have no idea what to do.
On that note, perfect. Jay Koss, the author of A Republic No More, Big Government and the Rise of American Political Corruption. Pick it up at Amazon. Jay, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jay,
going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com. Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail.
designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a four-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you, help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hey there, Guns80.com continues to surprise us with low prices and high-quality Ghost AR-15 rifle kits. At Guns80.com, Ghost AR-15 kits are an even better idea than buying at gun shows or through private parties, because the Ghost AR-15 kits at Guns80.com require no background checks, no registration. They don't even have serial numbers. That's what I call privacy. Go to Guns80.com to order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, no hassles, ship direct. Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me.
Coming up, we're going to talk about snow and awards. Don't they go together? I promised it at the top. And trust me, in the great state of Texas, boy, it's the great freeze-over. I can't tell you how many times in the Dallas-Fort Worth area the weatherman jumped in to tell us that it might be 2 thick inches of sleet. Every single school is closed. The grocery shelves are picked over. And people in Boston would laugh hysterically because of what they've been through this year. Although ice is no laughing matter in Texas or anywhere else. I've said that before. I'll take snow any day on the highways anyway compared to ice, no question about it. Before we get there, though, it's time to check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you. This one from Mary, who says, hey, Kate, like the show. I think it's interesting, some of the guests that you weave in. I can't really figure it out. Sometimes there's hardcore politics, and occasionally I'll hear something about health or something about movies or some such thing like that. Good for you, keeping it interesting. I'm not trying to suck up to you. I'm just telling you that I get very bored, and maybe it's because we live in a nation where I have the same disease that you may have, ADD. Yeah, they say the average attention span, forget the ADD for a second, they say the average attention span is 8 seconds. That means I have 8 seconds for you to pay attention for, I don't know how long. 8 seconds is crazy if you think about it. But it makes sense. I mean, you know, there's too much coming at us. Between the phones and the iPads and everything else that's happening in your life. I wonder if it would be 8 seconds back in the 60s and 70s, or guarantee it was not 8 seconds in the 30s and 40s. I bet you it was way more than that. You had way more time. Even if it was a small amount of time, it still, I think, would have been much more time. It seems like Rudy Giuliani has really made himself a pariah, at least for some politicians. And you had a couple of emails, many of you, I should say three or four of you, about that. This one from Mark, listening to us in New Jersey. He says, Kate, I heard you mention the Rudolph Giuliani thing last week, how he talked about the president not loving Americans. But I'll tell you, that was a big chunk of the conversation I've seen all over the tube from other Republicans saying that he shouldn't have said it, that it was it should be about how the Prez is governing and not about how he doesn't love America, and that they can't imagine why Giuliani said it. Well, you know, that was part of the Sunday swirl, and the State of the Union host this time around, Gloria Borger, said that the words were hateful, and asked the Republicans that she had on the air with her if they condemned them. And she had on former New York Mayor George Pataki, former Homeland Security Secretary Tom Ridge, and Congressman Daryl Issa. And actually, what he said, so you know this, the specifics, he was at a private fundraiser on Wednesday night of last week, and he told the crowd, it's a horrible thing to say, but I don't believe the president loves America. He doesn't love you, and he doesn't love me. He wasn't brought up the way we were brought up, and I was brought up through the love of this country. And then he repeated it again the next day when he was on Fox, but he clarified them because he was really coming under massive fire for that. And so here's what they had to say. I'll throw this in because of so many of you sending things in about it. Ridge said he didn't like the way Giuliani articulated the statement, but said it's typical Rudy. Then you had Pataki saying, I think it was wrong, but what I understand is that Rudy and I saw the horrible consequences of looking the other way because of radical Islamic terror, which was thousands of miles across the world. And he said, I don't think Rudy's ever going to get the dust from Ground Zero out of his lungs. That's what ISIS said. He was there during the fall of the tower. So most of them, a couple of them pointed to what happened on 9/11. And then said it should be about the issues, not about the man, not about that, not about saying that. And I think a lot of the Republicans are going to say the same thing because, you know, remember, some of them are trying to get elected, and there's the thing. There's the clarification of saying, well, look what happened in 9/11, and that's what he's thinking, and da-da-da-da-da-da. But 2016 is going to be a fight to the bitter end. And who knows what's going to happen with the Democrats, what they're going to come up with. Clintons have hired a real branding expert to rebrand the whole Clinton thing as to whether or not that's going to change and what it's going to look like in a run and what's going to happen and who the Republican is going to be. I mean, 2016 has certainly gotten very, very interesting. And so you have a lot of Republican leadership trying to call off the dogs of the name calling because that they believe that's not going to work. That's not going to work to point back to the guy who's going to be gone anyway, so don't talk about him constantly and focus on that. Focus on better, badder issues, solutions on the Republican side of things. So how that messaging comes across and if that's really taken heart, we'll have to watch how that all plays out. All right, quickly, here's one from Jake in Austin, and he says, Kate, when you live in Texas, you know that the weather can change every 5 minutes, but certainly you're not really expecting the kind of weather that they're getting in the Midwest or the kind of weather that they get in the Northeast. And it looks like we're in for a real doozy on Monday morning. There should be a lot of traffic problems in various areas in the state because of sleet, possibly snow, and colder temperatures. You know, it's like I said, those are like fighting words to people in Boston when you tell them, it's going to be 28 degrees. It's going to be 28 degrees. And like I said, the sleet is nothing to truffle with, and then overpasses being frozen over and all of that. And then what happens is if people end up having accidents and it makes the national news, and everybody in my whole world will write to me, oh, wow, are you okay? What's going on in Dallas? Or in the state of Texas. The high is supposed to be 30. So what is the high in Boston? And then, yes, there is supposed to be sleet and maybe some snow through part of the day. But in other places that I'm mentioning, like, New York City, where they just went through another fit of snow through the weekend, they'd take that any day versus some of the stuff that they've been through. No question about it. Okay, how about this one? This one from Liz, who says, Kate Delaney, long time no talk. I've been listening to the show, and I noticed you're talking a lot about ISIS, and I'll tell you, it is true that ISIS is a world away, but I don't think you cannot pay attention or discount the horrific things that they're calling for, because we keep hearing about these lone wolf terrorists, and the lone wolf terrorists are being fed a daily diet of what ISIS has to offer. And if they're buying into it, for goodness sake, they're the ones that will end up turning on Americans. Well, yeah, that's the great danger, is what we keep saying, is the lone wolf. So if the lone wolf is the danger, however it is that they get whipped up, you know, it's like this crazy phenomenon, somewhat, of these girls that are joining up with ISIS. Are you kidding me? What are they thinking? Joining up with ISIS? Do they realize what they're doing? And it's Westerners. There were some Americans that tried to go over. And in fact, they even had them on tape. They had some girls on tape, British girls, that were caught or were catching a flight to Turkey and heading for the Syrian border. I mean, they have to be out of their minds. They say as many as 550 of the 3,000 Westerners who have traveled to Syria and Iraq to join the Islamic terrorists are female. A think tank in London is digging up those numbers. I mean, what they're doing to women there, raping, killing, beheading, no way. So there are some families that are pretty terrified of that, and they're trying to tell their daughters, this is not where you want to be. Don't pay attention to it. I mean, the girls that appeared on the footage from the UK were all straight-A students from London, straight-A students, and they were headed over. Why do they go? Is it the same reason as the guys go? Are they alienated? Are they facing some kind of discrimination? Do they want to join what they see as some kind of a pro-Muslim movement? Is that what it is? But seeing the shocking violence, I don't understand how you would come up with that. You know, they say one of the women called the beheading video of the U.S. Army vet and aid worker, Peter Kasich, as gut-wrenchingly awesome, and others said the beheadings were beautiful, sick and twisted, showing that these young women can be just as twisted as the men. I guess, you know, they get free housing, they get food, and they don't seem to be bothered by the other things that ISIS is doing. Just crazy. Making that final turn here for this hour of ATN. Hang with us.
This this alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Partake in the movie going thing, and a lot of you have sent me cheap movie reviews. I give you credit, thumbs up to all of you no matter what. Some of the pictures I'm sure were not in your wheelhouse, or maybe they were. Birdman won Best Picture, which of course is a very big award. The Best Director went to the director of Birdman as well. Best Actress, now this is a movie I think would be interesting to see, and I actually would like to see it. Once it comes out, I will see it. You know, meaning once it comes out on video. Best Actress went to Julianne Moore, and for the movie Still Alice, which is about a true story about a woman who has Alzheimer's, and she really took the time to say, hey, Alzheimer's, we've got to do what we can to help people and not make them feel so isolated and be aware of it. And I thought that was great. And her, I saw a little snippet of her speech, and it was good. Best Actor went to Eddie Redmayne. Redmayne, who was the star of The Theory of Everything, and of course it's the life of Stephen Hawking, and he talked about Stephen Hawking and his family and said, you know, gave credit to them and all that. And he also talked about ALS and pointed out awareness of ALS. But somebody who got a lot of buzz, and we may even have a clip of this, I'm kind of throwing him on the spot here back in the studios, but Best Supporting Actress was Patricia Arquette for Boyhood, and she had her own personal thing to say to her own cause. Listen to what she said in part of her speech.
To my heroes, volunteers, and experts who've helped me bring ecological sanitation to the developing world with GiveLove.org. To every woman who gave birth, to every taxpayer and citizen of this nation, we have fought for everybody else's equal rights. It's our time to have wage equality once and for all, and equal rights for women in the United States of America.
Yeah, people went crazy over that, especially the whole wage thing, because, you know, that's been an issue. So I think that's one of the things that's going to be talked about a lot with what Patricia Arquette had to say. And she won for Boyhood, which was a film that was actually made over a 12-year period, and a pretty interesting film technique to do that, and about a boy and the struggles of his family and whatnot. That movie got a lot of interesting buzz, and she was the big winner for it. This is a movie I would be really interested in seeing, and I bet some of you would be intrigued by it. It's called Whiplash, and the Best Supporting Actor was J.K. Simmons for it, and he is a music teacher that is just a perfectionist crazed and will not give compliments and goes after his drummer, just constantly baiting him, and it looked really interesting.
I've seen it, and I thought it was amazing.
You really saw it, and it was amazing?
I thought so. I haven't seen all the movies that were up for awards yet. I still have yet to see American Sniper and Selma and a couple other ones. But of the movies I've seen this year, I think that movie and St. Vincent were best ones I've seen.
Yeah, I would recommend St. Vincent too. It's a very interesting twist because you don't know where it's going, and then it really takes you down some emotional areas. And so Whiplash is good. All right, so there's our cheap movie review from Matt. He recommends it. It looked really, really interesting, and as soon as I saw it, I thought, boy, this is a movie like American Sniper that all of you in this audience, I bet, would find interesting. I really do. I think it would cut across different generations and different tastes. So Best Original Screenplay also went to Alejandro Iñárritu, who is just such a favorite of so many in Hollywood. He won like 3 awards, and that was another one of them, and he was behind Birdman, one of the people behind Birdman, but the leader, certainly. The Best Adapted Screenplay was for The Imitation Game. You know, that's tough where you have to take it and rework it. Best Foreign Language Film, I know you want to hear this, Ide, that which is the Polish film, and I mentioned already the Best Documentary, and I think that is pretty intriguing. If you have grandkids or kids, you know about animated films. Big Hero 6 was the winner there. So, pretty interesting, because this year a lot of people highlighted some diseases and some things that I thought were interesting that they said in their speeches of people that they portrayed and whatnot. And by the way, Selma didn't get snubbed because it won a songwriting award, and John Legend and Common went up and accepted that and had a speech about the bridge in Selma. And they didn't make it. They made it about everything in the world, about getting rid of all kinds of horrible discrimination and gender discrimination and all kinds of things, and it was pretty fascinating to hear them sing that song, I thought, and I wasn't surprised necessarily that they got that award. So while that was happening, other people are concerned and checking the weather map, because once again we're talking about crazy cold temperatures and snow and sleet in some areas and You know, they say now, too, that at least 23 people are dead due to the weather. Never good. Related to various things that have happened with digging out of snow and things that have fallen down. Terrible things that have happened to people over the weekend. The weekend was really rough, whether it was Tennessee, whether it was hypothermia or auto accidents or, you know, the severe cold, people without power, freezing rain and snow predicted for the next couple of days, wind chills in some places that'll go as low as 40 below zero. 40 below zero. That is, boy, that is is something that I can't even fathom, actually, to be honest. It's been a very long time since I've been in that kind of crippling weather. I know people are going to be really, really happy to get out of some of these storms. And the storm spread up the East Coast over the weekend. I was talking to somebody in New York over the week, and they said, oh, not it. This is just deja vu. This is just insanity. And for the people listening in Texas, you know that the sleet is on the way, and they're talking about perhaps some snow. The temperatures are certainly not going to be feeling like it's 40 below. It'll be somewhere in the neighborhood of 30 or 28 degrees. But it has been just that kind of winter. I was thinking about this today. The SI swimsuit issue always, you know, either raises a lot of eyebrows or has people at breakneck speed running to get a copy of it. And I bet the weather could play a part of that. Let's see something more than even these gorgeous women. Let's see some other kind of scenery other than what we're seeing day in and day out and being barraged with. Oh no, here we go again. Oh no, more of the same stuff. I thought this was, I think, just the perfect story to wrap up here. You know, with all the doom and gloom and the heavy things and the issues and the tug of war that we're constantly dealing with, I thought this was just a great story that I found over the weekend. And probably most of you already even know this story. The hero dog that was the rescuing dog that was injured, and they've raised so much money for this dog now. They're saying it's like crazy. It's like, you know, 25,000, and it just keeps ticking up more and more and more and more. There's something about animals that, you know, that unconditional love, especially a hero police dog that puts the whole on the line. That's, you know, that's what they're trained to do. And then to help that dog recover, absolutely wonderful. And what a way to go out. Yo, yo, keep listening to America Tonight.
About your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.